AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police say two people were shot outside a school in Richfield, Minnesota, outside Minneapolis. One person is dead, another is in critical condition. One person is in police custody after a Virginia college warned the campus of a report of a possible shooting, urging people to shelter in place. Authorities say a man who allegedly threatened UCLA also detailed potential violence against the University of Colorado Boulder in an 800-page manifesto. Matthew Christopher Harris was taken into custody after a standoff with police in Boulder. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says the big social and environment bill called by President Biden Build Back Better is dead.
If we're talking about the whole big package, that's gone.
Okay.
Would you ever, smaller part of it? We'll see what people come up with. I don't know.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki wouldn't talk about Manchin's comments, but says there is Democratic support for what's in the bill.
On taking steps to lower costs for child care, for health care, for elder care, on making sure that Medicare can negotiate the cost of prescription drugs, and ensuring the tax system is fair. Whatever you call that, there is strong support for that, strong passion for that, a lot of advocacy for that.
Snow is expected in the Rockies. Ice is possible in the Midwest and in parts of Texas. Last winter, an ice storm knocked out power to homes in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott was asked if he's worried it could happen again.
No one can guarantee that there won't be a, quote, load shed event. But what we will work and strive to achieve and what we're prepared to achieve is that the power is going to stay on across the entire state.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the U.S. and allies have ignored Russia's top security demands in Ukraine, but added he's still open for more talks. Native American tribes reached settlements totaling $590 million over the toll of opioids with drug maker Johnson & Johnson and the country's three largest drug distribution companies. This is AP News. The Israeli police force says it found data on the use of spyware to use on the phones of Israelis.
After an initial denial, Israeli police say a secondary inspection found additional evidence that changes certain aspects of the state of affairs. The probe was launched after an Israeli newspaper last month reported a string of instances of the police using the NSO Group's Pegasus software to surveil protesters, politicians and criminal suspects without authorization from a judge. The report caused outrage in Israel and has prompted the Attorney General and lawmakers to launch probes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A second ship from the embattled Crystal Cruises line has cut short its trip and offloaded passengers in the Bahamas as the company faces a legal dispute over millions of dollars in fuel bills. The Crystal Serenity was originally scheduled to take about 200 passengers from Miami on a 3.5-month expedition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.